We're talking about new restrictions for Madison bars. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. No new patrons are allowed to enter at least a dozen downtown Madison bars after 1:30 in the morning on weekends. That new city restriction goes into effect today. Do you own a bar in downtown Madison? Will you establish this late night rule? Do you agree with the policy? And what do you think of late night bar entries? Join in at 800-642-1234. Jason Friedman is Central District Captain of the Madison Police Department. Captain Friedman, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, and thanks for having me, Kate. Happy to be here.
So why did the Madison Police Department want to stop downtown customers from entering bars so late at night?
So the driving concern for us was the density or number of people in a relatively small area late at night, Friday and Saturday nights at bar time. And that density was driving a lot of violent crime, a lot of concerns for safety, and a very large amount of police and other resources were being directed down into that area. And so a few years ago, we started looking at a number of different strategies and working on a number of different strategies to impact density, reduce violent crime. And the no new entry is one of many strategies that we've been able to implement with our friends and partners at in the city agencies and the ALRC.
Well, you mentioned violent crime. What other kinds of crimes do police typically see around bars around closing time on the weekends?
Yeah, so we'll see everything from, you know, minor disturbances, property damage, occasionally thefts or robberies, up to weapons offenses, substantial batteries, violent sexual assaults. And fortunately, rarely, we also, though, have had a few shootings over the years. So it runs the gamut. When you have thousands of people and a lot of alcohol, it creates a very potentially explosive dynamic, and that's what we're trying to at least diffuse in part.
It must be working to some extent because you've added more bars to this policy. Why add more taverns to the list? Why not look at restricting perhaps bar hours altogether?
Sure. So bar hours themselves are regulated by the state of Wisconsin, and so that's not set by city policy. And you know, I'm certainly not a policy wonk when it comes to some of the bureaucratic rules, but that was something that seemed beyond the ability of a local populace to have a real ability to control or moderate. And so we were looking at creative solutions, other things to try to get to something similar without having to go through that particular barrier. So we were able to do this a year ago with a handful of bars, the original seven. And based on what I saw being out there late at night, what my officers were telling me, the data, and importantly, most of the bar owners, there was a consensus that this had a positive impact. It wasn't a silver bullet. It didn't eliminate the issues, but it helped. And so the thought was, well, let's extend it for a couple of reasons. One is it seems to be working in this area, so let's see if we can get additional improvements by expanding it. But we also know that if we address an issue in one area, it's not uncommon for that issue to move. It doesn't necessarily get solved or disappear, but it does get displaced. And it was logical that if we have a lot of bars in this area that we've got this policy on, and just a few blocks away, we have a lot of bars, it's reasonable to think some of those problems might shift. So let's get ahead of that and let's put those bars on the same footing as the original bars. And then there's that consistency in a larger area trying to get to the same mitigating effect of the no new entry.
We're talking about restricting access to some downtown Madison bars on weekend nights. Madison Police Captain Jason Friedman is with us. Are you a bar owner in Wisconsin? What do you think of late night entries? Do you think this is a good idea? What are your thoughts? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. So, you know, We reached out to the Tavern League of Wisconsin for comment. Haven't heard back, but according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Tavern League has called the city's late night policy a slippery slope, that cities could go further in limiting access to, you know, in terms of the hours and, you know, hours a day. Has Madison considered further limiting the hours of taverns or perhaps spreading this out to more bars?
Yeah, so I mean, there are a lot of individuals and entities that are involved in the process to actually implement no new entry. So from my standpoint, just speaking from the Central District Police, you know, we're not interested in radically changing, you know, going to a much earlier time. You know, we're looking at the data, and we think the 1:30 is going to get most of what we're looking for. So we have no plans right now to alter that or to say, well, let's try 1 or let's try 12:30. We're also, you know, very much of a let's see how this works before we talk about expanding it further. There is some rationale to expand it to a larger area, but I want to make sure, and I said as much at the public meeting for the ALRC when we talked about this last, is we need to wait for the data. We need to see how this expansion works. If this expansion has a continued positive impact, then I think it's reasonable for us to, well, do we want to add another handful of bars or expand this somewhat? But we're not interested in doing a blanket approach or making significant changes just for the sake of doing them. We want to make sure that they're going to have an impact, a positive impact, and we're also trying to balance the other needs and issues that are going on in the area. So, you know, I understand their concerns, but certainly from me, that's not something neither of those concerns we're interested in exploring right now.
Captain Friedman, what happens if a bar does not follow the late night entry policy? What are the consequences?
Sure. So first, I want to say that we've had great cooperation. And to this point, my officers or patrons have not come to me and said, hey, this bar isn't following the rules. But if a bar chose not to, and certainly, you know, a one-off, it can happen. But if we saw a pattern of violation at a particular establishment that was under the no new entry, we would report it. You know, as the police officers, we would document it in a police report. And then we'd work with the city attorney's office. And there's a process that is done in that case. And the bar could be, you know, issued a financial penalty. And then there could also be some other assessments on their license. And if there were multiple repeats of this problem over a period of time, ultimately a bar could face a suspension of its license or even revocation of its license. And this could happen, you know, almost any violation or series of violations could result in this. But it would go through the process of sanction if there were those violations. So.
And very quickly, you had mentioned this is one strategy. There are other strategies the city is using to reduce crime in the downtown area. Quickly, what are some of those other things?
So we like to do a blanket approach. So we are working on environmental changes, improving lighting, changing some of the parking, working with parking, the parking ramps, adding cameras, moving the taxi stand, and a lot of those things we've already done. We're believers in education. We've met with the bars. We've offered them training. We've worked on them to change some of their policies or suggest, hey, you should put a camera in here, or you should put these signs up.
And Captain Friedman, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Captain Jason Friedman of the Milwaukee Police Department talking about new restrictions on downtown Madison bars. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.